Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Now, coming up with playlists, Dave, I've said this before, but every week my favourite thing about preparing for a shoe swap is when you give me a description of, like, your interpretation of what the shoe swap is. And this week you sent me a message telling me all of the, you know, your sort of four key playlists that you would use and the criteria by which I would need to follow to make these happen. So, okay, the first one is the strut playlist, right? Musical prerequisite, upbeat, no slower than 150 to 120 beats per minute. You're telling the person who has absolutely no rhythm this, so it meant absolutely nothing to me. The perfect tempo to work out for or strut down the street. And the lyrical prerequisite was themes of partying and going out. And I was like, okay, this is going to be really, really difficult. How is, like, Jade's strummy la-la music going to mesh in with the strut?
Yeah.
But as I went through my music, like, all of my music, I started to realise that it wasn't as difficult as I thought. And the one that I played at the top of the show is probably an example of that, the Sounds song with a Mission. The Sounds do strut very well. But then I came across some other ones that I think would be good examples, like Arctic Monkeys, I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
The Hives, Walk, Idiot, Walk.
Mm-hmm.
The Wombats, Let's Dance to Joy Division. Anything by the Wombats has a very kind of strutty feel to it too. So, I thought that was a good type stuff.
That's a good kind of Jade strut playlist, actually. Yeah. I'm quite impressed because if you look at my strut playlist, we've got, like, Pussycat Dolls, Sugar Babes, RuPaul.
RuPaul is a strut?
RuPaul is strutting music, like Jealous of My Boogie, the new RuPaul song. Oh, hell yeah, that's major strut. The new Sugar Babes song, Get Sexy, yes. Oh. When I'm walking down the street, they say, hey, sexy. I mean, come on. Like, you know, you want to be, you know, crossing the road, like, listening to that and just, you know, shaking your good hip.
I'm sure that I could come up with more. And I'm sure that the indie fans out there would have better ones than I could come up with. Bitch playlist, found incredibly easy to do. Musical prerequisite, none. Usually contemporary upbeat R&B or angsty pop rock was your prerequisite, but lyrical prerequisite was angry songs. Themes include being cheated on, betrayed, anything inciting a bitch please head snap. Now, easy for someone in my sort of situation. I thrive on angst. I'm more than comfortable living in angsty anger.
Can I just ask, do you ever get a bitch please moment?
I don't get a bitch please moment. I kind of just prefer to wallow in my
angst.
And so I found some really good ones. Obviously, anything by Dashboard Confessional, and I am about to play one of those key songs at the end of this by Dashboard Confessional. It's a perfect example. Ben Folds, Bitch Went Nuts. I wish I could play it on this show, but it is incredibly not really radio friendly. Hot Hot Heat, Goodnight, Goodnight. Soko, I'll Kill Her. Mm. Ben Folds 5, Song for the Dumped. Kaiser Chiefs, Every Day I Love You Less and Less. plenty of examples.
Plenty
of
angsty. I thought that would be an easier playlist for you to
do.
You see, an occasion where I might actually start listening to the bitch playlist would be, let's say I've had a really rough day at work. Some customer was just relentless on the phone, just would not let me go. Had to just ride up my back and just be a real, well, bitch.
Yeah.
So I leave work and I put on a bitch playlist. It's just, it's not that I needed to wallow in my angst. It's just, it's almost like I needed that validation. Like if somebody annoys you, I needed to hear that song. I needed to feel validated because, I don't know, maybe I couldn't get on the phone and vent to someone about it and get it out of my system. I needed to hear Khalees screaming, "I hate you so much right now," to validate my feelings.
Is that a cover?
No, that's, I think it's an original Khalees song.
Okay.
But, you know, I listened to a lot of, because that's where the kind of bitch please kind of, you know, prerequisite came up, because a lot of R&B music, for me anyway, is quite angsty like that. You know, that topic about, oh, my man cheated on me.
Yeah.
You know.
I've been wronged.
He did me wrong.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of songs go into the bitch playlist, like, oh, Destiny's Child, Bugaboo, Bills, Bills, Bills. There was a stage where they went through a bit of a man-hating phase.
Yeah.
That's all in the bitch playlist. Even Britney's Womanizer. That's a bitch playlist.
See, the next playlist that you came up with was Survivor playlist. So you can view this as the aftermath of the bitch playlist. The musical prerequisite is none, usually gentle, upbeat, can be ballady. The lyrical prerequisite is songs of empowerment, I'll get over you ballads, songs that you listen to after a shit day at work. Now, I found that one really difficult. I really did. I thought I would be able to do it, but Survivor automatically to me says something that like Destiny's Child or Kelly Clarkson might sing, like not something that I would, you know, the people in Strummy La La Land that I like are either wallowing in something or, you know, or past it. There's not that middle kind of, you know, I'm over it. Like,
I want to. Really? So then are you saying that in your musical collection it's quite hard to find a song that actually lifts you up?
I've got positive songs
like that.
Yeah, I don't think I had any in particular. Some of the ones I came up with was The Clash, Every Little Bit Hurt, Ben Lee, How to Survive a Broken Heart, Death Cab, Someday You Will Be Loved, Happy Now by The Follow, Special Ones by George. But I found it really, really difficult.
For me, actually, the Survivor playlist gets played a lot. You know, I have lots of very kind of inspirational music. When I was growing up, I had like a Christian upbringing. So we listened to like, not like, you know, full on gospel or, you know, mostly worship music at home, but also some very inspirational artists, you know, that were along the gospel R&B lines. So for me, there are lots of those kind of gospel-y artists or, you know, even Heartbreak, Make Me a Dancer by Sophia Lispexter and Freemasons.
Oh, how did I know that SEB was going to come up tonight?
You know, I have to bring up Sophie when we're talking playlists. You know, Heartbreak, Make Me a Dancer, it's just like, oh, you know, you just want to go and dance because, you're going to get over it. Beyoncé's Irreplaceable. Oh, now that's a Survivor song. To the left, to the left.
And the last playlist you had me have a look at was Flirt.
Ah, sexy.
Yeah, still haven't recovered from last week, have you?
No. I have to bring the flirting theme through.
Musical prerequisite, usually upbeat but lyrical content takes precedent. The lyrical prerequisite, songs about fancying someone but you're not in love yet, songs about picking up, spotting someone across the dance floor. Note, there are no mushy love sentiments in this playlist. So the ones that I came up with for this, one of the examples I'm going to play later is Franz Ferdinand Michael, but I've also got Ben Lee, Sex Without Love, The Donnas, Take Me to the Back Seat.
Oh.
Okay, Go, You're So almost, Damn Hot.
Almost triple X playlist now,
yeah,
Jay.
I know. I found it easier to go to the extreme of Flirt.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, for me, it's a very fine line because, I mean, I have a crush playlist as well that I don't talk about very much.
Oh, okay.
That one's for the mushy ballads, you know.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
I Will Always Love You.
So I found the experience like really interesting because you associate, you know, you'll go, all right, well, this is my, you'll associate music with a particular playlist. Whereas I think I almost do it where I like, you know, if I'm feeling a particular way, I think I do mood based music in a certain extent, but I'll do it mostly around like an artist. So like if I'm feeling like kind of more mellow or, you know, introspective, then I'll want to listen to like Death Cab or Tegan and Sarah or something like that. It like gives me time with my thoughts and is a bit more mellow. And but with bouncy stuff, if I want to get happy, I'll listen to like Mates of State or, you know, The Wombats or something a bit more upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and then, you know, I'll obviously overindulge in that type of music, you know, for just listen to everything that they've got.
Yeah. Look, for me, the reason why I've come up with these playlists is because for a lot of the pop artists I listen to, it's hard to be loyal to that one artist for, you know, that particular mood. If I'm a lot of pop albums, you know, they go through a spectrum of emotions. You get love songs, you get breakup songs. It's quite common, you know, to have those different kind of musical, lyrical themes on that one album. So I can't ever feel like, oh, you know, I'm in a mellow mood. I'm just going to listen to Utada. You know, I can do that, but the mood playlist actually for me is so functional, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Music is therapeutic to me in that kind of functional way. And I'm not like, you know, anal to the point where I need to organize everything. But they're just sometimes I just turn to the playlist and I just go, okay, well, I need to hear these songs. And they could be a collection of different genres, different artists.
Do you much thought about how you structure the,
No.
The songs within the playlist?
Oh, no.
Or you just chuck them all in there and hope
it's all shuffled anyway. Yeah. I don't like sequence them.
Yeah.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.